Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends, the 16th day of June, 2010, on this Wednesday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your radio talk show host. Thank you for joining us today. No matter how you're listening to us, whether it be on a wonderful, courageous AM or FM local station in your area, global shortwave on WWCR, the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, of course, XM, or on a podcast later, or on a YouTube video clip, or over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to try to take my time today and pace myself in another attempt to cover all the news and information. But I have mainstream media articles today and mainstream news clips where multiple channels are calling for Obama to, quote, act like a dictator and to, quote, be a dictator. This isn't Woody Allen saying it a month ago or other Hollywood people. No, this is MSNBC, CNN, and others. And Obama's tone, his 18-minute speech from the Oval Office last night, said that inaction is not acceptable when BP is his darling, one of his biggest campaign contributors behind his alma mater, Harvard, and, of course, Goldman Sachs. And all of the evidence points towards this, increasing every day, being a false flag event. And so I'm going to run down the latest developments dealing with the oil spill. Are we into day 60-something now? What day is it? I mean, I can't even keep track of this anymore. So we're going to be going over that today. But bottom line, it itself is a distraction. Kind of like Chandra Levy was in the months before 9/11. You mark my words. You can already see it. The global controllers are openly saying they're building up with aircraft carriers, weapon systems, bunker buster missiles, and Diego Garcia to attack Iran. There is a global realignment in the financial order, trillions a week disappearing into private central bank black holes. Mainstream news is announcing, as if it's no big deal, just a footnote, a side note, like a local newspaper reporting the high school football scores from the night before. It's like a Saturday morning paper reporting the football scores in your town the night before. That, oh yes, Obama can shut down the internet with the Cybersecurity Act. And hackers are about to have a big cyber attack, and we've got to start shutting down the web. And we've got, of course, the mainstream media, the control corporate press, running around in all directions saying that those that criticize Obama want violence, that those who criticize big government are racist, and that we're about to attack any minute. And that the government needs to be sicked on the American people, namely Alex Jones. So evil. And we do have last night's MSNBC and the night before MSNBC attacking myself, Rand Paul, and many others. And really, Pat Buchanan sitting there and taking quite a bit of abuse from Chris Matthews. But I guess that's what he's paid to do. And Chris Matthews saying, look, these people are getting ready for violence. So it's clear the system's going to provocateur and stage violent attacks and further sick the Homeland Security apparatus on the American people, the enemy of the parasitic government. We'll be right back.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are just countless gems that illustrate just how fraudulent this global corporate illegitimate government is. But one of the biggest is this American who reportedly has gone to Afghanistan and Pakistan and gone into the tribal areas sporting a big Taliban beard looking for Osama bin Laden and handing out Christian literature. I'll guarantee you, if you meet that guy, because I've read the scoop on him, he's a nice guy. He'd change your tire. He'd be the type of neighbor you want to live next door to who would help you. But he's also the kind of person that buys in to government mind control, propaganda. I mean, he is angry as an American, and he believes Osama bin Laden really attacked the United States on 9/11. And so in the last 8 years, he has gone to Afghanistan and Pakistan at least six times. And he was finally arrested for it, for running around with a handgun and, quote, Christian literature. Yeah, they'll arrest you for that in Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. That's why they're our allies. Iraq left Christians alone. That's why they had to be dealt with. Seriously, they have a Pentagon policy since the 50s. Of not wanting secular mainline governments in the Middle East because they might actually have movie theaters and rock and roll stations and people that actually have colleges and want to be first world and have their own banking system. You want to keep women basically in chains and wear big headdresses over their faces? The CIA's got billions for you. But this well-meaning American, he doesn't understand that. But that is the normal response. I mean, if you really think Al-Qaeda, Al-Shi'aida, carried out the 9/11 attacks, shouldn't you be over in Pakistan and Afghanistan? I mean, I'll tell you something right now. If I would have had family lost in the towers, I didn't, but if I would have, it would have been personal, I would have at least gone over there as a journalist to illustrate that, well, if our government says Bin Laden's alive, why aren't they going into these tribal areas on the Afghan-Pakistan frontier? Why aren't they doing that? I mean, I would be over there. And if I thought I knew where he was, I would try to kill him. So the media is making fun of this guy. No, I mean, he believes the propaganda, so what do you expect out of someone who buys propaganda? I mean, he hates Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11. He didn't lose any family, but he took it personally. And so he's been over there at least six times trying to kill Osama bin Laden. Now, he should know that Osama bin Laden's code name in the CIA, this is declassified, as Tim Osman. He should know that the BBC, NAP, as well as Newsweek, reported on the, quote, airlift of evil. You just search that term. And 6,000 to 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda cream, is the quote from the Times of London, cream, the leadership, was flown out to safety in Pakistan by the CIA. And when the military colonels were actually in the San Francisco Chronicle and other papers complaining, when they would capture the head of the Taliban, their general, when they would capture Osama bin Laden's number two and number three, number four, they would be ordered to release them. And it was also reported they were given large chests of solid gold, bars of gold, huge chest. Ammunition cases of bars of gold. Well done, men. It was a staged war. And I had the former CIA section chief on. How do you get them on? You sneak up on them. They got a publisher. He had a new book out, Jawbreaker, 4 years ago, where it admitted some of the truth. We already knew this, and so I just called the publisher up, had a producer call him up, say, we're a syndicated show, like to have him on. Boom, in the queue. That's how I got Rothschild on that time. He had a children's book, Brainwashing Kids, teaching them the earth was going to die. They didn't pay Al Gore and him some money in their carbon trading company. Literally, the Rothschilds own the big one in Europe, along with Al Gore being a shareholder. That and the Chicago mercantile with Obama, Osama Obama. He's another CIA guy. He has a lot in common with bin Laden. And all the Taliban and Al-Qaeda did was grab tens of thousands, average age 14, young goat herders, literally off the mountain and hilltops, and stuck them in the two or three major cities of Afghanistan. And the media reported, yes, they put one ring out about a mile in front of each town, and then another ring about a half mile out in front of the town, and then the Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, they sit in the cities. And the people out in the first ring are complete conscripts. They've been pressed into service. They've been kidnapped, forced, by the Taliban / Al-Qaeda / CIA press gangs. And they've been put into service. And it was actually on the news that the Northern Alliance was complaining because, you know, being the opium-running dukes of the North, they weren't given all the compartmentalized info. They were complaining, why can't we shell the second-level emplacements and the government-building emplacements where the actual Taliban and Al-Qaeda leadership are? Why are we forced to only shell and attack the front lines? Those are innocent people stuck in trenches to die. Because it wasn't a real war, ladies and gentlemen. And even the author of Jawbreaker, I forget his name, Like, while guys, we've got Google, we got the CIA section chief, Jawbreaker, this book, Jawbreaker, and it's got the guy's name. I can't remember 4 years ago. And he admitted that almost everyone at the different camps in Afghanistan and black sites in Poland, Romania, Albania, Czech Republic, Germany, and the Middle East, of course, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, that almost all of them were completely innocent teenagers, were average age 14. Well, you get these CIA guys on. They can't believe when you've done your homework. And I brought it up to him, and I said, well, I have all these articles here before your book, you know, because he was all backing up his book saying and he's got all this proof. And I said, well, sir, it's already in the news at the time. It was hidden in plain view that these were totally innocent people and that it's all a laboratory, all a drill, all a simulation to train battle-hardened troops for other areas of the world and domestically, and that the average bribe was over $20,000 given to Taliban and Al-Qaeda to grab innocent teenagers, some as young as 11, and to take them and torture them. Just so the media can be told, look, we have camps full of these people. Yeah, it was Jawbreaker, Gary Burnson. That was his name. So all of that is going on. See, I've digressed here. And that's my frustration here on the transmission, is that to just talk about this American who's a patriot who goes to Afghanistan and Pakistan and risks his life at least six times going into some of the most dangerous areas in the world, hunting to kill bin Laden, to even get into that story, to even talk about it, I do you a disservice unless I go into some background. And the background I just gave you is nothing. It was the same story in Iraq, 2003. It was even in the press conferences before when Rumsfeld said, don't worry, we've already paid off most of the Iraqi Republican Guard generals and we've paid off the other regular army generals and their armies are going to stand down. Then after they had the big victory of the takeover, Rumsfeld came out and said, I never said that. Just that's how dumb they think we are. That's the contempt they have for us. So sometimes our special forces would actually go into the cities and would capture Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, and they would tell them, take me to your leader, call the CIA, I am to be released, and the military would throw fits about it and would pay them the gold they were ordered to give them and loaded them on C-130s and ferried 6 to 8,000, some estimates are 10,000, out to Pakistan. And then they could be used, according to the Chicago Tribune and AP, earlier this year, it was declassified, to lead a staged attack in India. Remember that a year and a half ago? The Mumbai massacre? Of course, we had Gaston at the time to break down the fact that it was U.S. and Israeli and British forces. And then it came out that the leader of the entire operation was U.S. CIA on record. On record. That was the headline. U.S. agent-led attack. And the guys they found, only one of them alive, were on so many hallucinogenic drugs. I mean, the few videos they showed, those guys were whacked out of their brains. Of course, you have special forces, bomb some people, shoot some people. Then you just release four or five guys who are on enough liquid LSD and PCP and speed. They were on just everything. Mescaline, they had everything in their blood. So whacked out, those guys were seeing purple rainbow elephants jumping around. And they give them automatic weapons. They didn't even have beards, ladies and gentlemen, not even Muslims. I mean, you know, they weren't even Muslims. They just release them, hallucinating, and have some special forces kill them. Meanwhile, in the attacks, global special forces killed the head of Indian intelligence, who had been on record saying our national intelligence has been infiltrated. He told national TV the day of the attack before they killed him, this was staged by the West. I mean, absolutely staged. 100%. You understand? They just dumped some guys out, bombed out of their gourd on hallucinogens.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
You see, I already digressed into Gary Faulkner, 50, being held in Pakistan for being stopped near the border with Afghanistan's Nuristan province. Pakistani police announced yesterday he was carrying a pistol, a sword, night vision equipment, and Christian religious books, said Mutaz Ahmed, a police chief in the area. He told police he was there to find and kill Osama bin Laden. But I'm going to move on into the news. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to cover four or five stacks just trying to go over the headlines with brief comments. Then I'm going to go back into what's happening with Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barry Obama and Michelle Sotaro Obama, and doing exactly what we said they would do, not letting a good crisis go to waste. He did propose the carbon tax again. He praised the House legislation that's passed and said it was needed in the Senate. And what he's also said he's going to do is use the EPA to implement the carbon taxes. Through the bureaucracy without the Congress even taking action. And so the message is, we're going to put taxes on coal that supplies 51% of the country's energy, conservatively. That will fix any oil spills. Meanwhile, you have BP, a founding member of the carbon tax lobby. I mean, you've heard me for years in my films. Actually, in Endgame, I talk about BP, made 3.5 years ago. Get into the fact that BP is a kingpin, British Petroleum. We cover British Petroleum in Fall the Republican Obama Deception. I mean, we're not just blaming them as being top globalists now. Any of you have been in an airport or opened a magazine up, it's almost always BP pushing carbon taxes, BP pushing New World Order, BP pushing world government. And I tell you, they staged this. The evidence is overwhelming. Bare minimum, they blocked the response by the Norwegians and the Dutch and wouldn't get rid of the Jones Act that doesn't allow foreign ships in if they weren't built in the U.S. to go from port to port or to be in our waters, engaged in any type of domestic shipping operation. They can haul globalist goods in, but they can't be involved in, I guess, dredging operations or things like that. And this is considered to be dredging, which is asinine. But to go back to what I was talking about with American arrested searching for some of bin Laden, what do you expect an American to do if you really believe bin Laden carried these attacks out? And 8.5 years later after the attacks, all these years later, 8+ years in Afghanistan, and I remember Bush saying halfway into his administration, 4 years in, he said, I don't care where bin Laden is. I'm not looking for bin Laden. I'm not concerned about bin Laden. I don't really ever think about him. We're supposed to invade all these countries. Now they say he's in Iran, so we've got to invade Iran. I mean, if they want to invade your backyard, are they going to put up a scarecrow of bin Laden? You know, maybe eminent domain. They want to take your farm for a highway or take your business, or maybe a local cop wants your wife. He'll just come put a cutout, kind of like they have cutouts of John Wayne or Marilyn Monroe that you see at the mall you can buy, paper cutouts. Just put a paper cutout in your backyard and show up and say, hey, I'm taking your property. Osama bin Laden's in your backyard. I mean, that's how stupid this is. And so to be absolutely clear, our criminal government made a deal with the Taliban and al-Qaeda, who they set up in the 1980s to fight the Russians, who they were in constant contact with. They made a deal with them to just have a stage war, put some conscripts in the front lines, let the West bomb them, let NATO bomb them, let the U.S. bomb them, let the Northern Alliance bomb them. And there was some infighting in some of the Taliban groups. There were some real religious groups over there that called themselves Taliban who were not allowing any opium to be produced. Of course, the old CIA Taliban didn't like that. And so they came in, had a staged war, same thing with Iraq in 2003 on record, paid off the major military to stand down. Then once the U.S. got in, they would stage many of their own IED attacks on our own forces, and attack the Shiites and Sunnis to get them fighting with each other as a pretext to stay. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Just to be clear, our government is so illegitimate, so wicked, so duplicitous, that it literally has fostered, in many cases created, radical Muslim groups whose moronic followers, in many cases, don't even know they're dancing to the tune of the Pied Piper of Western intelligence. Or they're being funded to carry out attacks through their chain of command by the very great Satan they claim they're fighting. And nowhere is this better illustrated than the fact that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were flown out to safety in the months during the, quote, invasion of Afghanistan in late 2001, early 2002. And that's all on record. And it's also on record that in the months before 9/11, the BBC and other British news organizations reported that U.S. special forces were seen on the border region of Pakistan and Afghanistan in a small town, naming it, guarding Osama bin Laden. And that a month before that, Le Figaro and other big papers in France reported he was at the American hospital in Dubai getting dialysis. And then Bandar Bush, the big buddy of the Bush family, the ambassador to the United States from Saudi Arabia, on Larry King Live 1 week after the attacks. You can pull this video up on YouTube. And he, Larry King Live was calling the host of it. Larry King was calling bin Laden a coward. And Bandar said, how dare you call him a coward? He's not a coward. He is a comes from a great family and is a great man. Because they knew that CNN was aired in Saudi Arabia, and the family's like, look, our son's CIA. He'll play the bad guy for you. He'll be a big hero here in the Muslim 80% Sunni country. But don't you talk bad about our son who's playing this part for you. And Bandar said, you do not talk about him that way. In front of you. That's how dumb they think you are. They won't even talk bad about Osama bin Laden in front of Bandar Bush. That's his nickname. Prince Bandar of Saad. Bandar Saad. His name's about, 14 names long? The House of Saad. 100-plus years ago, British intel gives a bunch of hand grenades and machine guns to one Bedouin group and says, run around and take over all these cities, and we'll give you the power. We'll set up a country for you. And what did the Saud say? Ooh, rah. You're going to name this whole desert after the House of Saud? You bet we're a warlike Bedouin tribe out for hire. And the British also, 110 years ago, roughly, needed a group to help build some canals. Who was the biggest construction family in the area? British intel for over 100 years? The bin Ladens. I mean, folks, everything is in history, hidden in plain view. Who did Lawrence of Arabia work with? The Sauds and the bin Ladens. The Sauds and the bin Ladens. Do you know who Osama bin Laden is? He's British intel. For at least six generations, serving the New World Order and serving them well. That's why, in the 5 years after 9/11, the United States more than tripled its contracts to over $10 billion in one fiscal year alone, in one of those years, to the House of bin Laden. Who builds the U.S. military bases? The bin Ladens. Who gets the U.S. satellite deals? The bin Ladens. Who were honored guests of the State Department? The bin Ladens. Who got flown out to safety in the week after 9/11 when all their air traffic was grounded the day and the day after 9/11? The bin Ladens. The bin Ladens, precious members of British intel. Precious, precious, honored members. Oh, they couldn't have done it without them. Oh, thank you. You always come through. Who air-conditioned all of Mecca with giant outdoor air conditioners? Outdoor air conditioning. The bin Ladens. Who builds the U.S. military bases? Who builds the Green Zone? The bin Ladens. Who builds the Israeli bases? The bin Ladens. Oh, the bin Ladens are so good. But I'm not supposed to talk about them. I'm supposed to shut up, aren't I? Aren't I? This is one subject, and I could go on for hour after hour after hour on one subject. Here's a headline from PrisonPlanet.com. New bill gives Osama kill switch to shut down the internet. Did I say Osama? I'm sorry. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. That was an actual Freudian slip. I didn't do that on purpose. I see them both as CIA officers. I mean, that's who they are. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. You know it's come out that Bill Gates is CIA. It's come out that the last two British prime ministers are MI6, Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. You don't think they leave actual elections up to you little people. Oh, they select and hype and give attention to who they want, and then some of you go down and vote for them. And, oh, you sure showed Bill Clinton with George W. Bush. And, oh, then you sure showed George W. with Obama, and you're sure going to show them with Mitt Romney or whoever else you... Oh, you'll sure show them, won't you? Yes, you'll show the bankers. But see, they're scared because we're actually showing the people the control paradigm. And they're operatives like Chris Matthews don't like it. New bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. Here's another one. Steele accuses Obama of exploiting oil spill for political gain. That's like accusing a grizzly bear of killing caribou. That's like accusing water of being wet. Steele accuses Obama of exploiting oil spill for political gain. Really? You think so? Psycho talk. MSNBC Schultz calls for Obama to act like a dictator. Congressman Boehner says Obama exploiting crisis to push jobs-killing energy tax. And it continues. Senator McConnell, be replaced by Rand Paul, if all goes well, says Obama concerned with taxing Americans, not plugging the leak. No kidding. But let me go over some other news before I run out of time here. And then I will go over the different angles of the oil spill and where I see that going. Then I'm going to get into the MSNBC hit piece set to air tonight. And it's really much ado about nothing. They've been hyping it for 3 weeks solid on every show, every hour, every day. So instead of having 500,000 viewers like Chris Slimeball Matthews normally does, I mean, that's a joke in cable news. He'll probably have 2 million tonight. And then they're going to air it. He normally has one or two of these documentaries a year. I looked up some numbers on his last documentary when Ted Kennedy died. They'd already produced it before he died because everybody knew that was coming. And that was aired more than 20 times. So this will probably air more than 20 times. And so it'll probably be seen, I don't know, 15, 20 million times. I mean, who knows? First time it'll be seen by 2 million, next time a million. Then they'll air it over and over again. So basically, the only way they can get people to see particularly important propaganda is to air it over and over and over again, like a Kevin Trudeau infomercial, hoping that anyone surfing the cable dial, the hundreds of millions globally, that do get the cable packages that have MSNBC, the Bill Gates propaganda channel, Bill Gates slash General Electric bomb-making fake liberal channel. We'll be going over that because it is a dangerous program. We have the script, and now he's foreshadowed it to the last two nights, and it appears that that is a script that they did go with, the script we got from inside sources that are concerned inside MSNBC. Just like law enforcement leaks us the MIAC and Homeland Security report, just like we've been leaked the clergy response team reports, and so many others. They are saying that basically I'm calling for violence and I'm dangerous. That's the government line, that I'm calling for cop killing and an overthrow of the government because I say the government's illegitimate. No, you guys want to make it violent because you're losing the fight in the info war. So you want to make it about violence. So I'm going to break that down coming up in the next hour. And later in the next hour, I will open the phones up. They're not open yet for first-time callers. First-time callers. Who want to comment on the whole oil spill situation, the puppet distraction, Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. But WikiLeaks founder has massacre video. Of course, we reported on this a month ago when they released the helicopter massacre video from Baghdad, that he has hundreds of other videos and documents. We have connections into WikiLeaks. I'll just leave it at that. And we were just told it is massacre videos from Afghanistan. And that it shows basically people giggling and laughing over the satellite connections from their bases in Virginia and in Arizona, Nevada, and other areas, New Mexico, piloting these as they, to kill one person, kill 140-plus men, women, and children, to supposedly get one person. And now they admit in the last month that, oh, we kill no-name people. If we see you in Pakistan or Afghanistan with a gun, and it's kind of like Texas, everybody's got a gun, you die. We don't have to know your name. You got a turban on, you're walking, well, that's what they wear there from the sun. You got a gun, you die. Very, very simple. It's like something like Terminator 4, where Skylab is up there and, you know, a human's outside, you die. It's just part of the freedom. By the way, the AP did report Friday that they are going to dispatch Predator drones and then weaponize them in U.S. cities. So you run from the cops now. How about a hellfire up your six? WikiLeaks founder has massacre video. Oh, you made fun of us a year ago when we reported that they are training with Homeland Security to use Predator drones on the American people. Remember 7 years ago they had a Fox News piece about hover drones that look like flying saucers, but they have a fan in them. It's a hovercraft that has face scanning cameras. Just like the license plate reads you now on most toll roads, no tracker chip needed now, just like we told you, now it's happening. Again, we just read the government documents, that it'll fly up and face scan you, and it's going to have lethal and less lethal. It's going to have microwave cannon, sound cannon, and missiles, and shotgun. And so just a hover drone kills you. It's all your tax money. Yes, the balance of power is gone. The founders said we needed guns for the balance of power against the central government. Well, no. They're now going to be mounted with nerve gas for you and your family. You think the government's arrogant now, sucking trillions a month out of you, globally trillions a week? Oh, no. They've just gotten started. WikiLeaks founder has massacre video. And I was driving home yesterday. I took the family fishing for a few days, a little time off. It was good to take some time off, be more reflective. Get my bearings, my moorings, a little more tightly dialed in. And I heard Fox News on my XM announcing that basically the founder of WikiLeaks is some type of terrorist and he's being hunted by the Pentagon. Yes, he's a runner. And they've arrested the officer who released all these videos. Of course, Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers, admittedly, he was on MSNBC last week and said that there was a hit team dispatched to kill him at the time or incapacitate him, and that a hit team's out for the founder of WikiLeaks because he's got all these videos. And see, you're not meant to see them shooting little kids in a van and then laughing about it. You're not meant to see whole families killed because this is all planned for you, and it's meant to be disconnected. You're not meant to see that. WikiLeaks founder has massacre video. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. After several days underground, the founder of the secretive website WikiLeaks has gone public to disclose that he is preparing to release a classified Pentagon video of a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan last year that has left as many as 140 civilians dead, most of them children and teenagers. In an email obtained by the Daily Beast that was sent to WikiLeaks supporters in the United States Tuesday, Julian Assange, the website's Australian-born founder, also defends a 22-year-old Army intelligence specialist who's now under arrest in Kuwait on charges that he leaked classified combat videos as well as 260,000 State Department cables to WikiLeaks. American officials said they are eager to determine the whereabouts of Assange, who canceled an appearance last Friday in Vegas to discourage him from releasing any more classified information on his website, which is normally based in Sweden and promotes itself as a global resource for whistleblowers. As recently as 2 weeks ago, Assange, who first gained global notoriety as a computer hacker, was in his native Australia. In April, his website posted a copy of a classified Pentagon video of a 2007 American helicopter attack in Baghdad in which a dozen people were killed, including Reuters reporters. And see, the message is, you don't release Homeland Security reports saying that Homeland Security is really for gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. Because those are, you know, while they're still cops and military, we've got to stick them on the American people. It's only after we're done using them that they're the enemy. Of course, when we get law enforcement documents, we confirm they're real, and then we erase the person's phone number and their email. Oh, we erase it. We don't even want it. And, of course, the cops and people that send us material, they there's an understanding that they're not going to talk either. The problem is with this Army intelligence officer is he did flap his mouth. It doesn't matter if this stuff wasn't illegal in the past and what you did was a great job. It doesn't matter, Bubba. Learn to keep your mouths shut.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off-the-grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
If you watch the movie Charlie Wilson's War about the congressman, it's a total fabrication. It's absolute lie. Of course, it's been declassified 2 years ago. Zbigniew Brzezinski also published a book the same year bragging that in 1979, the CIA created the Mujahideen and Al-Qaeda and had them start attacking the bordering nations north of Afghanistan, the belly of the USSR. And then the Russians responded and came in, and they were tyrants as well. People always think of this side's good and that side's bad. No. How about both sides are completely evil? Because both sides say, well, we've got to be more evil than the other side. We've got to engage in every dirty trick out there to beat the evil for the greater good. And then you've compromised and it's all over. That's how the road to hell is paved. It's compromise. And the reason I digress off into that is, oh, it doesn't even matter. I was just going to go off into a whole story about Charlie Wilson's war and how in the movie with Tom Hanks, they show him by the mid-80s funding it and that he was the guy behind it. Just total baloney. Total fraud. And that the CIA didn't want to be involved and had to be shown by one little group of analysts. It's just all lies. On record, it's all lies. I mean, Brzezinski's written a whole book about bragging about how they started the war with the Soviets. But the reason I bring that up is in the film, it shows the Russians coming in with their Hind helicopters and their Floggers and their other armored helicopters, and just blasting whole villages of people and killing whole groups of children and chasing men, women, and children down, murdering them indiscriminately. And I'll never forget the Ithaca Journal about a year into the war that was interviewing members of the troops. One of them was even named Gruckheimer. I remember it became a national issue. And they said, yeah, we go into villages and we line the men, women, and children up and we kill every one of them. And I don't like killing babies, but we have to. So we even kill babies. And the Pentagon came out on Fox News and said, well, to be clear, we only kill the babies in certain villages. That was their clarification. And so you watch that movie about Charlie Wilson's war and, oh, the Russians are the bad guys. They fly in and bomb weddings. And then meanwhile, it's admitted that the CIA particularly likes to target weddings to kill a whole bunch of high-value targets at one time, and they just call it collateral damage. But see, it's good when we do it. It's doublethink. But bad when the Russians did it. And it's bad when a local person gets pulled over with one balloon of heroin or one dose of it. The average good old boy says, good, put them in prison for 10 years so you can pay for them while they're in prison. And so they can work for 15, 20 cents an hour, displacing your job while they're in the private prison, owned in most cases by banks laundering drug money. Yeah, that's how this works. But then when the government admits they're growing the opium in Afghanistan, you just go, I don't hear it. I don't hear it. Stick your fingers in your ears and just say, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. This is how the world really works, and I'm tired of it. Of course we have a lawless, ruthless criminal government. They grow opium. They kill innocent people. And if you think they care one red cent more about you than they care about some Afghan villager, I got a bridge I want to sell you. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my front porch, you can see the sea. And if you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. I think George Strait says it best. Back in 70 seconds with tons of other key news. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.